Blog Talk Radio.
Police here in Alliance charged 44-year-old Tracy McLeod after she told dispatchers yesterday her food from Main Moon Chinese restaurant wasn't up to par. We went to McLeod's address that was listed on the police report, but there was no one home, so we headed to the Chinese restaurant to see what happened. They say McLeod paid for her food with a credit card. McLeod ate some of it, then decided she wanted her money back. Now, she insisted they give her cash back instead of putting it back on her card. They said they couldn't. McLeod's solution to the problem? Call 911.
Alliance Police and Fire, where's your emergency?
At Main Moon in College Plaza.
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food, and it's not to par to me, and I asked to get my money back, and they're acting like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
What's your name?
Tracy McLeod.
And this is why you called 911?
What am I supposed to do, jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
The caller tries to explain to the dispatcher that her call was transferred to the emergency number, which is true, but she still had to dial 911 to reach the regional dispatch center first, which is why she's being charged with a crime. Now, the staff over at Main Moon called the entire situation a misunderstanding, and they say they have refunded the money to McLeod's card. Unfortunately for her, she ended up with another charge.
Wow.
Wow.
My guess.
Her, she ended up
my guess. My guess. Half chicken or chicken wings fried hard.
Chicken wings fried right. Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And fried rice. Or and French fry.
With a showering of ketchup.
Of hot sauce.
And ketchup. And hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Yes.
But again, the triangle offense is back. We're not talking about Fabulous, Joe Buttons, and the other guys. We're talking about us. The terrible
the
trio.
Guy. That's right.
I popped off the 2014 Durag Model of the Year, Mr. Extra Light Skin. That is me. On my right side, I got the Diabolical, the Doubtful, Odiesel the Destroyer.
You know it. In effect. Like welfare check. From Cozumel to Pakistan.
Yes. On my other side, I can no longer shit on, but praise. A true friend, a true man of honor, also has good taste. Just motherfucking Jay.
Wow. Man, that's a long time coming. No?
It's been a long time.
That is a long time
coming. But I agree.
Finally,
that a change gon' come.
Finally get the accolades that I deserve.
Yeah.
I feel like I just won the Grammy. Feel like I just won an Emmy. Feel like I just won an Oscar. First of all, I'd like to thank God and my mama and daddy, because without them, none of this is possible.
Don't forget to say P.O.P. Hold it down.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
So let's get to it, fellas. Let's get to it. The Confederate flag has come down. Old Diesel, how do you feel, big bro?
I don't feel any way about it. I think it's kind of like when they took down the crosses and they took down the overt racism and its symbols, it just became more sophisticated. So now, you know, you get a smile, you get a handshake, but you just don't get a raise, or you just don't get a job, you know? It's not like they're mutually exclusive, and they are feeling a sort of way that their symbol has been taken down, but I'd rather purge the mentality than the flag. It's just symbolic. I don't care about the Confederate flag. I tell you what, I live in the South, and since Obama has been president, a lot of these people with these American flags are just as scary with that take back our country shit. Like, they want to go back to the good old days. What good old days? You know? I think it's, I don't want to say as much ado about nothing, but the ease of their capitulation means that it doesn't mean shit. Because Nikki Haley is the governor of South Carolina. She was just supporting the shit. So for her to just turn around and flip and say, yeah, to me, it's a little too easy. And when things are that easy, you know, it's like, you know, the thing with a lot of those people is they become followers. It's like just one more bandwagon to hop on. Yeah, yeah, we should give them a flag, give them a flag. But the mentality and the prevailing issues associated with it are still there. I mean, first of all, it's a flag of bigotry and hatred. Second of all, they fucking lost. It ain't even really the Confederate flag. It's the battle flag, you know? It's not even the flag of the Confederate, you know, nation or what the nation they tried to be. So it's just dumb. The whole point of even carrying that shit is dumb. So, you know, to get hyped up over them taking it down, nah, I mean, you know, it's cool, nice to see, but, you know, they like they do every time, they're taking it overboard. You know, if people want to carry that shit in their house, let them carry that shit in their house. I just don't think that it should be state sanctioned. It shouldn't be on the state fucking capitol. I think that's bogus. It's a treason flag. You know, the Germans don't carry the Nazi flag. They don't harken back to a bygone era. They fucking hate it. They distance themselves as far as they can from Nazi ignorance. So why would you want to even associate? I dig it, you know, people died, you know, for that war. And you might have relatives that died in that war fighting for the... All right, fine. Fly a shit in your house. Or in your car, whatever. They're canceling the Dukes of Hazzard and shit because of the General League. I mean, come on, man. I don't give a shit about the Confederate flag, man. Fly it or not fly. Just allow me my opportunity to fucking prosper in America, man. But it's
so
many fucking state capital, no.
So many issues that OD just, you know, put out there. I totally on the opposite end. Symbols matter. Symbols of overt racism matter. So when you have the Confederate flag being flown on state grounds, on license plates, it gives the idea, it lends the idea that this is okay.
Oh, no.
That the way that
like
I feel,
said,
that the way
state,
that I, hold on, that the way that I feel, the way that I feel about black people is okay. Not only because I feel that way, but because I can look to where government resides and see my feelings expressed vividly for everyone. The cause of taking down the Confederate flag was not something that happened overnight. I would take issue with anyone who says that this was an easy decision. 9 people lost their lives. That's why it came down. Not because it was an easy decision. It came down because 9 people lost their lives. And in that, people could not any longer look and say, oh, this is just about my heritage. Because it was made to stand for everyone to see that this is not about heritage, but indeed it is about racism, bigotry, hatred, and white supremacy. But for that to have happened, 9 people had to die. There's nothing easy about that. When you say, and I've heard this said many times before, the Germans don't fly the swastika, Nazi emblems are not accepted. For black folks in this country, I will ask you one thing. why do you not even think about flying a swastika, putting it on your car, putting it on your clothes, having it hang from your window, having it on your wall when people come into your apartment or home? It's not even a thought process to allow that imagery to be seen and accepted. We are so conditioned by white supremacy that's telling us, oh, it doesn't really matter. Don't worry about that. That doesn't matter. What you see about these racists that wanted to, you know, keep you enslaved, as slaves, keep you in slavery, that doesn't matter. Just look at it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about those monuments. Don't worry about that flag. None of that matters. It's just a symbol. It doesn't mean anything. If symbols don't mean things, why is the only symbol that's been accepted, that we all recognize as a symbol of hatred and bigotry, why is it the only symbol that's been accepted and allowed to reign free for the last 150 years? Not only were they treasonous, not only did they lose, but these were people who fought to keep black men and women in chains. There is absolutely nothing that harkens back to that time, that mentality, that should be allowed to exist in this world. Does it take away racism? Of course not. Does it take away housing issues? Of course not. Does it mean that the criminal injustice system is all of a sudden fair? Of course not. But it does mean that those overt symbols that do matter, that when people walk by a state capitol and they see a flag that terrorized their ancestors flying proudly, nah, that's not acceptable.
Hello?
Yeah. That's where I'm at with that.
Yep.
I don't know where I popped off, bumped up to. You might be, you know,
hello?
Considering his own.
Yo.
Yes, sir. We lost you there for
a minute. Are you there?
Yeah, we here.
Yo, what up? This is Malice.
Oh,
yo,
yeah.
What up?
Yo, what up, son?
What up?
Your thoughts on the Confederate flag?
Well, this topic is kind of serious to me because even though I'm originally from New York, I was raised in Lithonia, Georgia, from ages 9 to 17, and then I moved back to New York. The Confederate flag was a part of the Georgia state flag up until, I think, 2001 or the early 2000s. And, you know, I'm very glad to see it down, or very glad to see that it's being taken down and driving a lot of these rednecks and traditionalists throughout the Southeast crazy. I mean, that's always a good thing to see, but I would also like to see the mentality go away along with it, but, you know, I'm not going to hold my breath for that one. But, I mean, the fact that I had to go to school, at my high school, they had the Georgia state flag flying over the school as well as the United States flag. And to have to go to school under that flag, under the Dixie flag, I mean, that's just a horrible feeling. And then to know you're in a place where it's considered part of the culture and heritage, and it's considered just normal, and it's just something that the black people in that area have had to go along with, you know, for decades and decades since the civil rights movement, when supposedly everything got better for us, we've had to live with it. So I don't think most people, if you've never lived in the Southeast for an extended period of time, especially if you've never been raised here, you don't realize how important it is that that thing gets taken down.
Mm.
It may just be a symbol. It may just be a gesture. It won't get rid of the mentality, but it is very important that that thing gets taken down. Because as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to that thing, I don't give a fuck about freedom of expression or freedom of speech or freedom of beliefs or whatever. if it was up to me, I'd outlaw that shit outright.
Mm.
Whenever I see it, especially a decal on the back of somebody's pickup truck, I just want to smash the back window. I want to vandalize whatever vehicle that's on. But I have no respect for it. I see whoever flies it as my enemy. And that's never, ever going to change. Yeah. You know, my son is here with me right now on 4th of July. We were driving to the fireworks show. And as we were driving, next to us, there was a pickup truck that had a big Confederate flag flying high on the back. And I looked at my son and I said, if you ever see anybody flying that flag or wearing that flag, you be very careful around that person.
Mm.
They are not your friends. And I'll tell any other child of color, I will tell the same thing. I'm straight up about that. If you fly that flag, you are my enemy. I have no regard for you, your culture, your family, your heritage. As far as I'm concerned, I would see you maybe not kicked out of this country, but placed very far away from me and mine. That's all I got to say about that.
I hope Kanye West is listening.
I hope Kanye is listening, and I hope Yellow Wolf is listening. I want to end on this note. You know, a couple of years ago, a Facebook friend of mine, Lord Jamar, he got in a very public beef with Yellow Wolf, and a lot of black people from our generation
sided
Yellow Wolf on that.
Sided with Yellow Wolf.
Yes.
With Yellow Wolf on that and told him to have a stadium full of seats. Look, man, I don't agree with everything Lil Jamar says. I think he's straight up crazy with some of that stuff he says. But for us to not back him and then after that to see Yellow Wolf drape himself in the Dixie flag, he was on some show on ESPN with Bomani Jones, and Bomani said he was rocking a Confederate flag ring. Since when does a white guy rocking a Confederate flag?
Since when does a white guy who purports to be a Native American?
Exactly. How does he call himself an MC?
Mm.
How you MC when you find, how are you a practitioner of an art form created by black or brown people?
Same way Kid Rock did.
Right, you fuck him too, and fuck Kanye, and fuck Andre 3000.
All of them.
All those dudes. I don't care how conscious Dre is supposed to be. I don't care how much of a gifted artist he is. I love both him and Kanye's new music. And fuck both of them all the same. Do not have that shit on your person. There's no way you can flip that flag and make a statement out. Keep that shit off your body. Keep that shit off your body. Keep it out of my face. And again, if you call yourself a white American of European descent, you fly that flag, fuck you, fuck your children, fuck your heritage, and fuck your fallen hero. So I'm here to see all that shit done away with.
Because they're not heroes.
Right.
Thank you, Malice.
Mm.
Moving forward. DeAndre Jordan. Is he half-stepping? Or just had a moment of clarity? Just Jay.
He had a moment of clarity, and I applaud him for it. I think this is awesome. I'm always on the side of athletes who stick it to fans and the owners. There are hardly any disputes that I come down on the side of the owners. So to see Mark Cuban hurt, to see Chandler Parsons hurt, to see the city of Dallas hurt, I'm not going to lie, that made me feel really extra special. I felt good. I really did. DeAndre Jordan was in the right. He did what he had to do for himself. That's it. He felt pressured to sign with Dallas because his agent, you know, Dan Fagan, is really close with Mark Cuban. He really tries to steer players to Mark Cuban's team. Fagan pressured him, from what I read, to sign there. And DeAndre took a couple of days and was like, I'm leaving Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, Doc Rivers, Los Angeles, to go play with Dirk, who's 40 years old,
yeah.
Devin Harris, Wesley Matthews, who's coming back from an Achilles injury.
Yeah, who ain't going to be
one,
shit.
only one player has ever come back from an Achilles injury fully at the height of his powers, and that was Dominique Wilkins. So he
and
looked
even
at
then,
the
he
landscape.
Started shooting jump shots.
Exactly. He wasn't taking off anymore. So he looked at the landscape, and he said, you know what?
He said, hell no.
I can do better. I can do better in L.A.
I can make more money and stay home.
Make more money. I can do better in L.A. I have absolutely no problem with it. He didn't have to tell Cuban anything. There were no signed contracts. This was a moratorium for both sides to figure out if this is the right moves. So applaud DeAndre Jordan for taking control of his life and basically saying, I'm going to do what makes me feel good. And what makes me feel good, what makes me feel right, is playing for the Los Angeles Clippers. Fuck the Mavs. Motherfuck Mark Cuban. And Dallas fans, you know what it is. Fuck you too.
Oh, Diesel.
Yo, for one, it wasn't the first time something like that happened, because Carlos Boozer did it a few years ago to Cleveland.
Yes, he did.
As a matter of fact, Jason Kidd did it in 2012, two of the Mavs when he ended up in New York. So it's not unprecedented. And two, that's what you get for that stupid-ass moratorium shit anyway. I'm sure the owners came up with that shit, not the players, so that's what you get. And fuck Mark Cuban. He stays bitching. He stays putting his nose in other teams' business and shit. I can't wait for that. Yeah, I'm so fucking happy. It couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Oh, it could have. Dale Gilbert, your ass is next. And I can't wait till it happens to your ass. You buying all that shit and you spending all that cash, and the Cavs ain't going to win next year either. So fuck Mark Cuban.
Fuck Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. He made a smart decision, man. The Clippers were a second half collapse in Game 6 and going to the conference finals, man.
And you're going to go play with a 40-year-old
And you're
going to
play with a mad Dirk, old as fuck. And as old as they say Kobe is, fucking Dirk did not age well last year. They tried to blame that shit on Rondo.
No.
Rondo can't shoot, but you can't have two people that can't shoot. Dirk was shooting like shit. So all the space was gone. There was nowhere for Rondo to operate.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Dirk is washed. He's a dumbass for taking $10 million when there ain't going to be shit anyway. You might as well get paid while y'all ain't shit. You know, Kobe did. But, you know, you let Mark Cuban talk your dumbass into fucking taking $10 million a year. For what? I can see Tim Duncan doing that shit. He got a crew. He got a squad. Here, take $10 million. We'll get you some players. Psych. Fuck the Mavs, man. And they're gonna buy out the Nets bought out
Darren Williams.
What's his name? Darren Williams. Watch him pull a Vince Carter and be good once he leaves the Nets.
I don't know about that. I think D Will is on his last legs, man.
He only 30.
Yeah, he's 30, 31, you're right.
Yeah, he young. Fuck him. But he you know. I'd like to see him get them just good enough that they miss the playoffs and get a low draft pick. So, Dan Williams, come back to form. Make the Mavs just good enough to miss the playoffs.
Moving forward, a topic that has lingered on and gotten worse with each news broadcast. Mr. Pudding Pop, Mr. Greg Papa Pill, Bill Cosby.
Pill Pop.
Let that one just take. Bill Cosby, bro. Bill Cosby.
Man,
Bill Cosby.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. I mean, he did it. There's nothing in my body that is telling me that he is not guilty of these charges, of these accusations. And for the deposition to come out where he basically said, yeah, you know, I got the lewd just to give it to her so we could have sex, lines up with everything that 30-plus women have said. So, you know, I'm not disappointed. You know, his chickens have come home to roost. That, in 2003, 2004, when he started his lecture series on for Black America and what plagued Black America, the moral failings of Black America, for this to come out after 10-plus years of lecturing, of telling people how they failed as human beings, for it to come out that this man has basically raped women from the 1960s, that he is the one to tell people about their moral failings, is the comeuppance that very rarely do we get to see. Very rarely do you get to see someone who's so full of shit get shit thrown right back in his face.
Get their comeuppance.
You very rarely in life get to see this. And we are witnessing that in this moment. This man has lost any semblance of credibility that he's ever had is gone. Not to take away from the good things that he's done, Cosby Show, his work with you know, schools and scholarships and things of that nature. I can't take any of that stuff away. But as a human being, Bill Cosby has failed. And he failed not only because he's a rapist, but he failed because he lectured people on their morality. A man with zero morals looked in the eyes of Black America and tried to tell us it's our fault. This is very, very rare. And I can't say that I'm not happy to see it happen, because I am. He deserves it.
The guy's a rapist. So, you know, he deserves whatever he gets from that. As Jay said, it doesn't erase what he's done. I will hope that the Cosby Show don't get taken off TV, but it will. I will hope that A Different World doesn't get taken off, but it may. I would hope that some of the things that he has done can stand, because, you know, with many organizations, when someone has poisoned the organization, they remove the person. They don't. You know, the organization still stands. So,
right. For
the things that he has done that have been proactive and forward and positive, I hope they are allowed to stand. But, you know, again, this is some really scumbag shit. There are many issues with this, and to even address some of the women who may be lying is disrespectful to the ones who aren't. So you can't really justify any of it. He's a rapist, you know, plain and simple. So there's no rationalizing of it at this point. I know that people have tried to give him the benefit of the doubt to the end, because they can't separate the human from the persona. You know, it ain't Cliff Huxtable raping people. It's Bill Cosby. It ain't, you know, Fat Albert raping people. It's Bill Cosby. It ain't Hillman College raping people. It ain't Denise or Theo or anybody else. It's Bill Cosby. And you got to just, you know, you got to eat it. You know, sometimes the people we elevate are not who they seem. As a matter of fact, most of the people we elevate are not what they seem. And that's a buddy of mine, young savages coming up in the game. And one day we just got the brilliant idea to take hoes off the pedestal and make them human. And it made life so much more easy, especially dealing with women. And I say that to say that when we elevate these people, and that includes preachers and entertainers and luminaries, as it were, we tend to forget that they're human beings with human failings and, you know, human shit with them. And they're just as likely to be a perv or a piece of shit or some kind of creep than anybody else. You know, you don't just take their word for it because they're famous, or you don't just give them extra leeway because they're famous. Because their fame doesn't mean that they've been vetted. You know, Gandhi was a pedophile and a bigot, but he's not known for that. He's known for peace. So, you know, again, I think that his work should stand. You know, Martin Luther King is not a philanderer. He is a leader of men. You know, regardless of how you feel about him, that's what he did. And when you produce, a lot of your sins are forgiven. If Kobe didn't have 5 rings, he'd be a rapist. If Ray Lewis didn't have a championship ring, he'd probably be a murderer. But they produced. And so, you know, people who produce are given that flag. When you at work and some trader is being an asshole to you, but he's bringing in a lot of money, guess whose side the company going to take? They're going to take their side because they're the producer. Bill Cosby has reached a point where his production no longer warrants the protection. So that's why you're seeing this. I don't know that it's part of some large conspiracy or the Illuminati or trying to take a black man down. It just so happens that the protections he once had are no longer there because he isn't as productive as he used to be. He can't harm or damage or wield the power he used to have. And so those shields come down. It happens to everyone who lives that life and who lords it over others. You know, when people get old, sometimes they get that fuck you mentality. I'm like, fuck it, man. I earned it. I fought. It's time for me to go. And they start talking out the side of their face and, you know, shitting on the younger generation and all those things. And, you know, when he was making some of that statement, aside from the respectability politics of it all, because I don't think that black people can dress right and get respect from white people. If people hate you, that your jacket ain't going to change that. But for the most part, I felt he earned a little bit of that. But once you become that, you really can't be supported anymore. Such is life, man. I still watch the reruns, though. I get a motorbike. So,
but to that point, I think when he starts to criticize other people, and he's himself full of moral failings.
That's the crux
of the issue for me.
At that point, though, but everyone who criticizes other people is usually like that.
Not everyone's a racist, though.
Oh, no.
Not everyone's being a hypocrite. That's not even a hypocrite. That's beyond hypocrisy. You know, this is a man who is slipping drugs to women and having sex with them while they were knocked out. That's not hypocrisy. That's beyond the pale. That goes above and beyond being a hypocrite. And I think that's the issue and why I feel so happy that this has happened to him currently. Because when you criticize other people in the way that he criticized, you know, large swaths of black America, then you can't turn around and pretend that you don't, that all these things that are being said about you are not true. Like, it's unfair all of a sudden for all of these things to come out. No, it's not unfair. It's not unfair for you to criticize people, you know, who are living in the ghetto check to check, hopefully, if that. So it's not unfair for people to take your life and say to you, oh, excuse me, Mr. Cosby, what's up with all these rapes that you are alleged to have committed? I don't feel any sort of sorrow, pain, you know, for Bill Cosby. He got what he deserved. Karma is a motherfucking bitch.
Speaking of karma being a bitch, oh, Diesel, let's talk about Grease.
Well, Grease is occupying a very peculiar place right now. You know, it's an old saying, if I owe you $100, you got me by the balls. If I owe you $1 million, I got you by the balls. So Grease is in a place where, okay, our economy ain't shit, and you can do two things. You can keep bailing us out, in which case we ain't got to change nothing because you're going to bail us out anyway. Or you can stop bailing us out, have us crash, and have us risk the sanctity of your entire European Union and crash the world again. So they're really in a position to have the driver's seat. Because what it does is this. There's a lot of things going on with this situation, right? And what made it really, really delicious last week is that China said they'd step in and help out. Ooh. So now you have the IMF, which is basically the United States, a little bit of Britain, saying, you know, we loaned them money, they need to pay us back. You got the EU banks, most of them German banks, who have loans out to Greece, trying to keep them solvent so they can have a hope of getting their money back. You have China, who's looking to get a foothold into that and break that union up. See, really, the European Union is really just an attempt by white people not to get wiped out when China comes and when India comes and 2 billion people come. They just don't have the numbers of it. That's what that TPP shit is for. That's what that Transatlantic Union is for. Notice the absent from that is the BRIC countries, China, Russia, Brazil, India. You know, those countries have over half the world's population. That's only like 4 of them. And they're, you know, sooner or later they're not going to be developing countries. They're going to be first world countries. And we haven't even discussed Africa. So this, on a very simple scale, is white supremacy attempting to reassert itself and survive. So Greece just happens to have the catbird seat in all of this. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. They called the bank holiday to stop a rush on their banks so people couldn't go take all their money out, which was a smart move. But it looks like they're coming to terms. I think they backed off the precipice. So we'll see how it turns out. But this could have gotten very scary. And it could have gotten very interesting if China said, well, fuck them. We'll pay you. We'll pay you. We got you. Because I promise you, the only reason the U.S. made peace with Cuba is because China is all in the Caribbean, lending out money, buying up shit, they're in Africa. So the United States was risking being impotent in their own sphere. You're in the Caribbean and nobody give a fuck about you, you know, 100 miles off your coast, because you ain't the one giving them money. You ain't the one feeding them. That old man diplomacy is there. That's what Obama was supposed to do, bring an end to all that old white man diplomacy. But he just continued that shit. Now you're in a situation where now the U.S. got to form a relationship with Europe because they done shot on Africa. That Black Hawk Down shit's very real. You're not going to get none of that U.S. shit going over there. They murdered Gaddafi. They did a whole bunch of shit, so they can't go in there and form no agreement. You know Putin don't give a fuck about the U.S. And you know China don't give a damn. They hacking shit, sending over viruses. So really, this is the United States' only move to remain relevant. Even though they're the biggest economy in the world, you still got to have customers. It's only 330 million Americans, man. So they have to be an active participant in the global marketplace. So it's interesting. It's a little dry as far as subject matter goes. But when you start looking at the relationships and seeing the pieces move in and out, it's a very interesting story.
Well, I think the story with Greece is economic models. So you have this very, you know, people who want to cut back government spending. People who
austerity,
want to cut back,
you know,
on pensions, and they want to cut back on what the government actually does. They want to cut back on taxes. They want to cut back on all of these things, like OD just said, austerity. And what Greece has proved is that austerity actually doesn't work. So, you know, that's number one. Number two is that we talk about hypocrisy just now with Bill Cosby. The hypocrisy of Germany, who, it was pointed out, has never paid off any debt that they incurred from the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, post any war, World War One, World War Two. The Germans rebuilt their country off of debt that they never paid back. So for them, for Angela Merkel to look at Greece and say, you can't go forward until you pay back the debt, is to me and to many economists laughable. And it does point to a theme that OD, you know, brought out, which is white supremacy. People look at it, you look at the European Union, and you look at how they treat the non-Western powers. And they treat them like stepchildren. It's our way or the highway. And Greece, for a very brief time, because, you know, their president actually capitulated today or yesterday or whenever he did and said, you know, we're going to go through with the recommendations that you know, the EU is making, in the hopes of maybe the EU will back off on some of them. But I don't see that happening. That's another story. But he actually capitulated. So he's saying, okay, I give up. We need the money. We have to do what you're going to tell us to do, which is going to cause even further harm to the economy of Greece. So this on its face is what people are talking about around the world. And if you're not careful, because England, Great Britain did the same thing, and their economy tanked. They went with that austerity package, and their economy tanked over the last 5 years. Conservatives in the United States of America look at austerity. And when we say austerity, again, it's about cutting taxes, cutting government services, cutting the workforce that works for the government, and basically saying, you know, the people will take care of it because government cannot. That's what a lot of people want to bring to the United States of America. So open your eyes, see what happens in countries like Greece, and understand that when you vote or when you don't vote, these are the consequences that can occur. These are the sorts of policies that the people you don't vote for, because voting doesn't matter, these are the sorts of policies that they could put in. Is that something that we want? So it may be Greece. We don't want it to be the U.S. Open your eyes.
And speaking about Greece, the food topic, I recently saw a list of the worst fast food restaurants you can dine at. And the worst was Panda Express. You know that Chinese food that you get at the mall?
The non-hood Chinese food. Yeah.
Oh, Diesel, your takes on this newfound era.
I had an ethics class last semester, man. And my topic actually was McDonald's issues in Asia. They farmed out their meat production to a company called Shanghai Fushi. And the company...
I don't even like the name, son.
Yeah.
Shanghai Fushi. That don't sound good.
Yeah, the company was mixing expired meat with, like, new meat and selling it as if it was real, redating it. Now, technically, it was all frozen meat, so technically it's not a health issue and nobody got sick, but it is a quality control issue. The stocks plummeted overseas. Japan, all the McDonald's in Japan had a meat shortage. Pizza Hut was also involved, KFC, Burger King, all the people that were supplied protein from this particular company. So the quality of a lot of these places leaves much to be desired. When you're dealing with a chain restaurant, you're dealing with supply chains and supply sources that are far off, production that is far off. There's no way to really guarantee that something is fresh. You can date it. You can do whatever you want, but those are signs. You know, in a restaurant, it's here, and even though you as a consumer can't really do anything about it, the owner of a restaurant can tell when the meat was shipped. He can tell when everything was there. He's a piece of shit, he's a piece of shit, but such is life. As far as fast food goes, man, a lot of these, like Domino's is on the list. Why would anybody, Domino's, when we were in college, right? Domino's are what you ate in April after all your dining plans were exhausted and you ain't have no money. Domino's always got some shit where it's like two or three pizzas for $5 a piece. It's gross. And now they've like expanded to sandwiches and all kind of crazy stuff. And the foolishness is even worse than their pizza, man. It's disgusting. Domino's should be number one on that list of persona non grata. Little Caesars is on there. Especially in New York, Little Caesars is not that big. And, you know, it's poor people food and shit, so you can get a hot and ready pizza for $5 and you ain't got to wait for it. You just walk in and get it. You know, it's, if you smoke weed or some shit and you're some kind of college moron, it's cool, but if you're looking for quality, man, it's trash. They even got cute and tried to make a crust that was lined with bacon. It ain't shit. You know, so... that list is right on, man. That list is right on. You know, sometimes I think some of these people need to focus on who they really are. Like right now, if I was McDonald's, I'd get rid of their whole menu except the dollar menu and just run it to death. Is anybody coming to McDonald's? The shit they doing, that third pound burgers and all kinds of fancy shit. Don't nobody come to McDonald's for no fancy shit. Keep the McNuggets $10 for $1.50. they got a dinner box with two Big Macs, two cheeseburgers, four small fries, and a 10-piece McNugget for $11.99. You could kill the game with that shit, and then you ain't got to worry about your shit tasting delicious and all that stuff. You know, you just rock with it and go. But they won't. You know, such is life.
You say Panda Express was number one, correct?
As in the least, it was the least
right.
Shitty. Yeah.
Panda Express was the most shitty or the least shitty?
Least shitty. It was number 10.
Who was number one?
Oh, my bad.
Please.
Oh, Diesel. You remember?
Wasn't it Taco Bell?
Yeah, it might have been Taco Bell. That shit is grade D meat, man. I don't even know if that. I don't even know what to call that shit. That's just like paste, meat paste.
I believe Taco Bell is number one, and all the pizza chains were in the top five.
Yeah, Pizza Hut,
Domino's, Pizza Hut, and something else was another
Pizza. CeCe's, which is
pizza,
gross.
Yes. Yes.
Anytime
we're
you have
all
a limited food for $5 is bullshit.
Now, what I was surprised was that Subway's did not make the top two.
With their bread made out of the same stuff as sneaker treads.
Because Subway's is truly
gross.
Disgusting.
They don't even cook anything and you can smell it.
Yes,
you can smell it through the glass. Like, it's fucking gross.
I talk about this all the time.
Turkey-based
meat. You walk into
the
Subway's, there is a distinct smell of fungus. It smells like wet mops. It's a disgusting smell.
It's gross, man.
You cannot tell me that when you walk into Subway's, it smells like food. Because it doesn't. It's chemicals. It's rubber. It's all sorts of things that we should not be eating. And they make it look appealing. And then the dude who's a spokesman for the Subway's is a pedophile. So Lord knows what they're putting in their food when their spokesman is a pedo. This is just, Subway's has got to be number one on the list. I am sorry. There is no way, like OD just said, that what they're feeding you is actually bread. It's not bread. It stinks. It smells. I don't know what type of meat substances they're using. It's not food. Subway's is not food. If I walk into a kitchen and there's cooking going on in the kitchen, but it doesn't smell like something that I should be eating, why would I even pay for it? They've got you hoodwinked. You're conditioned. You need to break your conditioning. Subway's is not food, man.
Huh. Shout out to me. Shout out to me for having the pastrami at Subway's on.
That's just not pastrami, man. That's made out of turkey.
Oh my God, it's not pastrami. It's dyed.
It's made out of turkey.
Colored.
Shouts to me. You think their vegetables are real?
No.
Hell no. None of that shit.
It's like manufactured in a Subway laboratory. They don't see the sunlight.
Jay, if they offered you like a director position at 100K, would you work there?
Absolutely.
Almost there.
Absolutely. I would feed you this Subway's all day, every day.
Interesting. My worst fast food. Damn, what is the worst fast food? Okay, question for y'all. Would y'all take street meat over these fast food restaurants?
Yeah. It depends.
What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about, first of all? You talking
like
about
hot dog man?
Like,
hot dog
man. No, I'm not taking the hot dog
man.
No, I'll take the shish kebab man or the gyro, but I'm not taking the hot dog man. No.
I'm taking the hot dog man over half that shit, man. The soubrette hot sausage with mustard and onions, I'm in.
From the hot
mustard
dog
mustard sauerkraut name? Hell yeah. Fuck.
Oh.
Yo. I take that shit over Domino's any day.
The hot dog cart?
Any day. Yep.
Nah, I'm not taking the hot dog cart, man. Mm-mm.
I'm taking the hot dog cart.
Oh, my
God. Man. Yeah, man.
Nah.
That shit's fantastic, man.
You taking the hot dog cart over the shish kebab, man?
That's
no,
all
I didn't
thinking.
Say that.
I'm taking it over the fast food. Over the fast
saying.
Food restaurant.
That's
so you're taking the hot dog
man.
Fish
fry man, hot dog man, gyro man.
Any
all
one
of them. I take them over the fucking fast food people. Yes. Without a doubt.
I agree. I would have to agree. I think Taco Bell has ruined my stomach more than any fast food chain.
Worse than White Castle.
Yeah, man.
I can tolerate White Castle. White Castle is
White Castle is actually a higher real beef percentage than everyone
else.
I
agree. I think that White Castle's toilet bowl factor has been greatly exaggerated.
Yeah,
I don't think it's bad on your
never
stomach.
Been anything to me.
I don't think it's that bad on your stomach.
And even though it's not on the menu, go order a Surf and Turf. It'll change your life.
Shouts out to me for paying for about $25 worth of White Castle food in the drive-in with $2
and
bills.
And eating it. And yes.
Nice. Well done.
Paying with $2
I love
bills.
$2 bills, man.
Well done.
And the look on that young man's
bills.
Face. Then when all those black girls in the kitchen saw the $2 bills, they're like, ooh, let me get one. Like, they never seen one. I felt like Ted DiBiase.
Like,
Ted Virgil.
Hell yeah. kicking the basketball in a nice dribble.
And we have a caller. Caller, what's your most hated fast food restaurant? Caller, you there?
Nah, caller not there. Caller not there.
Caller, you there? Nah, maybe not. But yeah,
paying
with $2 bills. They're calling from 404. What area code is that?
ATL, shawty.
Okay, ATL, call back. ATL, call back. But yeah, White Castle likes his stomach.
Yeah, man.
It's overrated. It's overrated, man.
I
Taco
like
Bell,
Castle.
Though.
Taco Bell.
I will
gross.
Say that Taco Bell is horrible. The Taco Bell is horrible. I will agree to that. But the White Castle, it's overrated. They exaggerate the damage it does. It doesn't do that much damage.
Okay. Question. Last topic on the food section. Is Chick-fil-A worth the hype?
It is, and I'll tell you why. It's the service. Now, a lot of their food is overpriced. Like,
hold on, 404, hold that thought. Hold on, 404, are you there, listener?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, okay. Hello, okay. We're talking food. We're talking either worst fast food restaurant or is Chick-fil-A worth the hype?
Chick-fil-A worth the hype?
Is it worth the hype? Chick-fil-A
worth
the
hype?
Ooh, Chick-fil-A got the main sauces.
they do have the sauces, yes.
Yes, so that'd be worth it. Anything else, that Polynesian cannot come close to it.
And they're very nice to you, man. They'll bring your food right out to your table, and they'll smile and all of that. There's no such thing as a funky-ass attitude at a Chick-fil-A, man.
No, they love you.
There will be no popping off. There will be nobody hopping over the counter. They will Christian your ass right to death. Don't you think that you're going to hop over the Chick-fil-A counter and get busy? Because it won't happen. The Crusades happen for a reason, B. They will Christian your ass. And then, right? They got frozen lemonade. They got all kinds of shit. Polynesian stuff. And they'll cater. They will cater. Like, yo, you need a tray of this shit? However, if you need it for Sunday, come get it tonight because we do not open on Sunday. We take this God shit seriously, and you will not be driving through our place on Sunday. And then they had an ad.
Caller, you a fool for the lemonade.
Jesus is in the back making that lemonade. That's how delicious it is.
Well, goddamn.
Oh.
Yes.
Trying to tell you, man.
Jesus Christ on the lemonade. God damn.
Yes.
Levitating and devastating.
God damn. God damn.
Okay, well, thank you, caller. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Peace.
Jesus on the lemonade on the check-in. Okay.
Yes.
That's Jay. Your thoughts on Chick-fil-A?
And that would be Jesus for our life.
I have never eaten at Chick-fil-A.
Me neither, bro. But everybody raves about it, specifically black people.
I heard everybody raves about that Chipotle.
Chipotle is good, but there's not many options, man. Like, they've got, like, four options, and that's that. It's good. It's good. It's high-quality food, but it's not, you know. Once you had it, it's like, it's a burrito and shit.
But you know what? I've had a... It's been on my mind since you brought them up. Panda Express. Have you seen a legit Chinaman in a Panda Express cooking?
Not ever.
Have you ever?
Not ever.
Has anyone ever? Like a legit Chinaman. Yeah.
Nope.
I don't want that
but
Chinese
food. I feel that Dunkin' Donuts is primarily staffed by Hindus.
Yo,
I'll wait.
Oh man, they don't serve ham.
Like, what do they know? Is there a coffee?
They don't
serve
ham.
They serve ham. They have a ham and cheese sandwich. Yes.
They have a ham and cheese.
These ain't your daddy's Hindu.
Wow, I didn't know they were killing the cows.
True story.
Huh. I still think Panda Express is worse for having no Chinaman on the staff.
Interesting. Lastly, it's summertime. Judge Jay, your highs and lows of a New York summer.
Oh, man. The highs are the Italian ices, B. You know, that's
I'm going with the coquitos over the Italian ice.
That's a high for me. The lows is the body odor.
Oh,
like mixed with the you know, steamy, you know, humid, trashy New York smell. Like when you get on that train and there's that one dude who smells of cigarettes, beer, body odor, and baby powder. What do you do? What do you do?
You go to the next car, my man.
All right. So that would definitely be the low. The most death, that would be the low. It's the smell. The smell of the unwashed masses, B.
Oh, Diesel, the highs and lows of a North Carolina summer.
I'm going with New York summer for number one, because I got it. First of all, there's a lot of free shit in New York in the summer, so free concerts are cool. But New York is hot and smelly, man. When you walk over the grate and that smell from the subway comes up, it's like barbecue baby shit. It's like the worst thing ever. And you try to be cool about it and not breathe, but the subway grates are along the whole avenue. So you're like, yo, it's too hot not to breathe. So you stop in front of the Jimmy Jazz, because their doors are always open, man. And it's always a blast of AC. And you
Why
breathe.
Why are Jimmy Jazz doors always open, though?
Because they don't believe in fucking carbon footprint, yo.
Why is their door always open? It's true.
Because
they
know that the Arctic blast will bring you in off of that hot-ass New York street. You know what? Why is there always gum on every New York street, all over the street? Like, yo, gum comes in wrappers that you put your gum in when you open up the next piece. Why are you guys... Why are people just spitting gum on the street? And it's so dirty. Like, yo, you have a street sweeper. The garbage is at the end of the block, B. Why'd you just throw that chicken wing on the floor?
Why do you even have a chicken wing outside?
Shout out to me. Shout out to me earlier this year. I think it was like in March. I went to a restaurant, got real drunk, got some chicken wings to go, and walked home. And on the way home, when I finished with each chicken wing, I would put it on the top of a car.
Wow. My God. Like
Animal House.
Wow.
Shout out to me.
That's
a true story.
Goodness gracious.
Yo.
Just say, none of the cars disgrace were Audis, okay?
Okay. All right. So you get on the train, right? First of all, right? Why is everybody in that car of the train, right? So you let the two go because the two got three burrows of savages on it, waiting for that three, right? But the kids don't got school, so even in the middle of the day, they on the train, they break dancing and shit. Everybody lose control. Dum, dum, dum. The same fucking song. Yo, if you gonna dance on the train every day, why don't you fucking get a new song? I don't want to hear that shit.
Music makes you lose control. Doom, doom, doom.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, man.
You know what makes me lose control? Your ass dancing on this fucking train.
Man.
And then, after those little bastards leave, then the niggas that wanted to be the Temptations but were high on drugs come in. They snapping their fingers and shit. Huckle buckets. Look here. Sly and the Family Homeless. Get your ass out of my face.
My goodness.
Then you say, okay, fuck it, man. This train is too full. I'm going to go to the next car. It's empty because there ain't no AC on that car. So you sit in a hot-ass car. You finally get to where you're going to go. You get out, probably 42nd Street, and they violin in the fucking place, right? So after you fucking walk past Tchaikovsky Fifth, they still drumming at the end of the... Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Look, man, look cool, Runnings. I don't want to hear that shit neither. But you can't put your headphones on because you know the track somewhere is fucked up and you're going to have to take a detour somewhere. So you got to be able to hear what's going on in the shit because the two is now running on the one line. Is they even still a one or did they get rid of the nine? Yeah, they have the one, but they got rid of the nine. Like, come on, man. Give me a fucking break. But I will say that there is always something free in New York.
Always something free.
Tuesday is album release party, so as long as you're on that list, that's free beer and free snacks.
Concert
in the park. You can see Big Daddy Kane again. You can see Slick Rick again. You may even be able to see MC Lyte or KRS-One again. You'll hear the rumors that JG is going to show up at someone's show, but he's not.
He's not. He never does.
He never does. He never, ever, ever does. But, you know, even with all that, man, New York was a solid summer. The activity was cool. Until you get a blackout, Washington Heights. And then, you know, it is what it is.
Roger that. And to close out the show, let's go to our personal parting shots. Just motherfucking Jay set things
off. Yo, man, Donald Trump. Yeah, just the sheer, you know, the guy has a lot of nerve running for president. And for the people who consistently, when asked, vote him at the top of the Republican candidates, he's number one polling in a couple of different states. For those people too, man, just
kill yourself, man.
I don't even understand the level of your bigotry. I really don't understand the levels of your racism. I don't understand the levels of your hatred for people who are not white. You know, because to vote for Donald Trump saying that you want him to be the president of the United States of America you've got to have a serious malfunction. And unfortunately, there are thousands, hundreds of thousands, and quite possibly millions of people with this malfunction. So fuck them.
Oh, Diesel, your parting shot, sir.
Donald Trump could get another one, man. I mean, we already hit Mark Cuban up, so, you know, he's out of the race. But, you know, this guy is a steaming piece of dark dog shit, man. He's like, you know, you ever took a shit, right? And you flush it, but it will not die. And you flush it twice, and you got company coming over, so you got to actually use the brush, the flush brush, and scrape it. But you still need like four scrapes. He is that piece of shit.
Man.
Your haircut is fucking crazy. You don't have $1 billion, else you wouldn't be on TV shucking and jiving. He's the most interesting man in the world. He's the most disingenuous man on the face of the earth. And I don't know if people are like clowning when they're doing these polls and they say Donald Trump. I like to pride myself on never underestimating the stupidity of modern man. But anybody that will vote for this guy should be Darwinized off the face of the earth. Seriously, like I'm talking dropping a stereo into the bathtub and shit. Seriously, man, this guy. Who the fuck would vote for somebody who's been bankrupt that many times? Can't even balance a fucking checkbook. He's supposed to balance the country. Like I'm about to give myself a parting shot for even taking this asshole seriously enough to give a parting shot. Like, he's like a character. It's like he's a human troll, yo. Fuck him. Fuck him. Yeah.
My parting shot goes to Tiger.
Oh, man.
You disgrace Team Lightskin. I consider you now banned.
Pedophile and sausage sucker.
Well, he was just redshirting Kylie Jenner, which I'm not mad at. But to be tasting the delicacy of a transgender
of late sausage.
Yes, your light skin membership card has been revoked. Please call Tay Diggs.
He may have remove some of the gains to the light-skinned brethren made by Drake and Stephen Curry. He may have set you guys back from the tremendous gains that the light-skinned man has made this year.
Wow, your hate for Team Light-Skin is never ending, so I got to give a gunshot for you.
There's no hate for the Mexican brother. But let's not act like you guys didn't make tremendous gains this year. Tremendous gains.
But to Tiger, you disappointed me. You are no longer in Team Lightskin.
Wow. Let me give a PS shout out, a postscript. Shout out to everybody who had rainbows in their fucking Facebook profiles but are laughing at Tiger now.
Think about that. We are back.
Yeah.
We are back next week. It was good to be back, fellas. I missed you too. Thank you to the Straight two up. Callers, to Madison Tennis and Madison Tennis, excuse me, and the Atlanta caller. Jesus Makes the Lemonade at Chick-fil-A. We'll be back next week. Until then, we wish you peace.
Peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Peace.